This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
What element has Dennis Gilbert brought? Obviously, he brings a physical element, but just what else has he brought, I guess, in these recent games?
I think that is what he brings. He brings that extra physicality. His shot blocking has been good. And I think the most part, he's been good down low, eliminating any plays right away.
You mentioned face-offs as an area that you wanted to see improvement. Up to this point, how would you assess the group's improvement and progress in that area?
It's something that we just continue to work hard on. I think we've had some real good nights. Other nights, I think when you got to chase the puck around because you didn't win the face-off, you notice that as part of the game, especially say you get a period where you're only 25% or 30%. You usually don't like that period because almost every draw you're chasing it around. It's an area we're just going to continue to work at. We feel it's getting better.
Lindy, what's the biggest couple of reasons in your mind for the turnaround at home?
We've been able to put the puck in the back of the net. The puck started to go in. There's a lot of games where we really played well, even during our tough stretch there that, we lost 1-0. We lost, just low scoring where we didn't take advantage of some really good offensive opportunities.
How about the Ducks? That was a tight game in Anaheim that you had. You had to work to be able to win that game. What do you remember from it?
Exactly what you just said, tight game. Tough game to generate. They're playing a lot of tight games. I would expect that again tonight. Just a tough game. You got to be able to win battles. You got to win that net front battle. If you look at the Krebs goal from last game in Anaheim, that type of situation where win your battles around the net front, try to shake off your one-on-one coverage and beat guys back to the front of the net.
Did Dennis Gilbert's play with the puck allow him to receive the ice time that he did the other night?
I think there's two parts. The game got cut out of hand, so you can, everybody's ice time kind of got divvied up. You end up playing everybody more. I thought his puck play was good inside the game. That obviously is a contributing factor for sure. And you guys want an update on Razor, Andy?
Yes, we do.
The way I see it is I don't anticipate him being between the benches because they've taken such a hard... A Western Canadian guy would be there tonight, but I don't think I'd see Razor there tonight.
We'll see, though. We'll see.